You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out.
The skies will run red.
In Blood Red Sky. This is a new film that we're talking today about today on Screener Squad. It's the new film released on Netflix this past weekend, directed by Peter Thorwarth and starring Perry Baumeister as Nadia, as a an ill mother who is flying to New York to find a cure for this mysterious illness with her companion, her young son, Elias, played by Carl Anton Koch. And they get on the plane and everything is going smoothly, but you know, obviously her illness is really taking a toll on herself. And, you know, just, you know, to pour salt in the wound for her, all of a sudden there are terrorists on the plane, actually led by Dominic Purcell, slumming it more and more these days after Prison Break, I guess. But they are at least befriended by one man on the plane, by Kaya Seti, starring as Farid, who is a doctor who, you know, becomes a part of the whole situation, but something is not right with Nadia. And, well, I don't know how to say this, and I don't know necessarily if this is spoilers, but if you've heard, this is the Vampire on a Plane movie. And that's what this is all about, that we're going to be talking about today with Blood Red Sky. With me on this flight, I have with myself is Luane.
Hey, how's it going?
I have Neil.
Hello.
And I have Ray.
Hello.
And my name is Wright. So, yes, Blood Red Sky. What did you guys think about this? Luane, how about you?
I was actually kind of curious about whether or not it would be spoilery, and then I went back to look something else up on the movie on Netflix, and the poster art is Nadia in full Nosferatu mode. So I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I don't need to worry about spoiling it then.
It's in the trailer, too, which some people avoid trailers, but...
Yeah.
Sure. That's not necessarily the... I mean, it definitely does not give it away too soon until, I would say, about 30 or so minutes into the movie. But you have a sneaking suspicion that something is obviously very wrong. But yes, if you've seen like the trailer or if you're about to play the movie on Netflix, the poster of it basically spoils the living hell out of this. And plus, it's also called Blood Red Sky. Like, what else is this going to be about?
Sure.
So, but... I might be the odd person out here. I kind of liked it okay.
I like it.
You're only odd out because I kind of loved it.
Really? Okay, Luane, I don't know about you, though. What did you actually think about this? Did you like it or not?
I actually did, yeah. It was... it took some adjustment right about 35 minutes when we have the flashback that sort of reveals why Nadja's sick.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, this is a whole different movie than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's actually kind of cool. I like the representation of the vampires. Like they're like more in line with like a 30 Days of Night sort of vampire. These are animalistic and savage. And Nadja, possibly related to whatever illness, possibly this is what they're all going to look like if they all, you know, evolved further along and had been infected as long as she had. I had called her a Nosferatu or mentioned her being in Nosferatu mode, but that's really what she looks like. I mean, it's the bald with the pointed ears and the fangs that grow back in, even though she's extracted them in order to prevent herself from being more dangerous. So, yeah, I was pretty pleased with how the vampires looked in this.
Ray, what about you?
I really liked it, too. It's just, to me, it's just fun. And it's not fun. It's not fun in that, oh, it's kind of so bad it's good way, which I was wondering if that was going to happen. Because, you know, kind of like you can guess if you haven't so far, this is, you know, instead of snakes on a plane, this is kind of like vampires on a plane. And we, you know, where that movie is fun, but it's silly fun, this doesn't quite cross that line. I mean, there's enough at stake here, and you've got people that have problems, you have the other plot too of the hijacking, and you have this mother who has a little boy who's really just trying to do everything she can, not only to cure herself, but to cure herself so her son is safe. Because my God, I mean, the person who's with her all the time, I mean, there's part of her that wants to eat him, and she doesn't know how long she can hold that back. And so there's some real stakes here that make this not only some good fun and some good horror, but don't necessarily cross that line into, oh my God, this is just this stupid vampires on a plane and it's just a bunch of blood and it's so bad it's good movie. So I really dug this movie.
Yeah, Neil, and you loved it.
Oh yeah, I don't think it's perfect or anything, but it definitely, there was some new stuff in here. I love the concept. One scene in the cargo hold to blame it on the dog. I thought that was really good, and we hadn't seen anything like that. The terrorist. Yes, there's always one terrorist who's a nut bar, so that we've seen that, but it played into it very well. They did something a little different with that. But for a movie that's 2 hours and 3 minutes, like, it's over and Lorraine and I are talking and I'm like, maybe it's a little too long, but yeah. I don't know what I'd take out. I have no idea necessarily what I would cut. You'd have to cut like such small little pieces here and there and maybe get it down 5-10 minutes. But I'm like, who cares at that point? Just enjoy the whole thing. It does start with a rewind where we see something happen and then they kind of go, all but say 24 hours earlier. Like, maybe we could do without that. We didn't need that exactly. It didn't help anything. But I loved a lot of their interpretation of vampire. You know, every lore is a little bit different. This one plays into kind of the 30 Days of Night animalistic, how fast they turn and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think at one point the boy annoys me of the 89 mamas in a row of just mm-hmm. like, dude, come on, you didn't even take a step yet. If she hasn't heard you, what you, mama, mama, yeah. mama. It was a loop. He was on loop.
I felt the same way that it was just a dash too long. But the same kind of idea though is like, what in the hell do you take out? I would agree that the beginning, the cold open, let's say, that you could take out that. And just re-edit a little bit towards the end just to, like, you know, make it succinct or whatever. But there's other things I was thinking, like, well, I was thinking about there are flashbacks to understand her backstory, how she became a vampire. And I was thinking, like, could we have shortened that down or cut some of those things out? But I was like, yeah, but that actually adds more to her character of why she is trying to do this. So it's odd. It's maybe things are surrounding the hijackers, or maybe mm-hmm. that could have been truncated down to where it's not like so many of them. But again, it kind of adds to like the whole chaos that ends up ensuing towards the mm-hmm. end of the film. But it's one of those things where, like, I don't know how you could do it, but that's the only complaint, is that it's just a dash too long. Yeah, a good like 10-15 minutes. If there's some way you can cut that out, it would be really solid. What did you actually think about Perry Baumeister's performance as Nadja, the lead of mother and vampire?
Super convincing for me. She did work with a little bit of prosthetics, and they went the extra mile with that, because if you notice, like, those ears, they moved on their own. They they like animalistic. They attuned to sound, so they didn't cheap out on anything with that. But she sold the shit out of every element of this, of somebody holding back but somebody really wanting to cut loose, somebody who cares immensely. And, you know, from the time it happened to now, this is a person of incredible will, because how long she's had to do it, of how long she's had to live with this, and her son's still alive. Like, I think, she did an amazing job, in my opinion.
The level of responsibility that she shows through most, because initially, before we're introduced to that element of it, Elias, the boy, gets sent to the airport by himself. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, daylight. We realize later, because it's daylight, right? He's got to do the check-in and everything else. She'll get there when the sun goes down enough that she can be there. But at the time, I'm like, what are you doing? That feels vaguely irresponsible. But then you watch the rest of it, particularly after you get past the flashback, and you realize, oh my God, she has been burdened with guilt and responsibility for his entire life. I mean, he's an infant when she's transformed the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, God, I'm sympathetic to this monster, right? Like, I mean, because that's one of the things about, like, we keep saying the 30 days a night, right? Like, they're generally speaking, they're not sympathetic in that. Like, the only ones that are the ones we've gotten to know who transform, like, near the end or whatever. But watching her, it's like, God, I feel really bad. But she's also a horrific monster who would kill everybody on this plane if she had the opportunity to do it.
Which, all her hard work makes that ending even more of a punch.
It does. It so does, because you watch her struggle the entire time, and you watch different parts of that struggle as it goes further and further in to the film, and she's in, you know, vampire form longer. You watch her struggle even harder to keep coming a little bit back out of that to find her humanity. And you're right. By the end of this film, you feel for her just as much as you feel for her little boy and everybody else on that, just because you've watched her fight so hard.
It's really rough. And it's like one of the few vampire films that I've ever seen where you're so sympathetic towards the main character, who's a vampire, and you see her like struggling with that the entire time. And like, there is a scene where she's like pushing away her son towards the end. I'm just like, God damn, like, this is really emotional for kind of a straightforward horror thriller, vampires on a plane. And it's pretty powerful. The last thing I wanted to talk about, because it's actually getting kind of shat on right now. It's getting a lot of bad reviews all around, if anything, mixed to negative. And I don't understand why, quite honestly. I think visually I thought it was really good. Maybe there's a few times, I don't think they even used like shaky cam too much at all, if they did. And I mean, there's a lot of like interesting, like even during like the flashbacks, I thought that was a really, really cool transitions. And I mean, everyone in it is like committing the living hell out of it, because there is one shout out that we should at least talk about. One character is 8-Ball, who is played by Alexander Scheer, who I will say is one of the best like villains as of late I've seen in a very long time. He is fantastic as this murderous, like even more like disgusting monster of a person than a vampire ever could be, seemingly. And it's all the whole point of like, I always think about like True Blood, and it's like, oh, well, you know, you have to side with the vampires, of course. And I always thought, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? They would all kill us all. But this, I'm like, it makes a good point. Maybe I should side with the vampire in this case.
I think it's a competently made film. It looks good. It sounds good. The visuals are great. I mean, the only thing we've ever really criticized mostly is the length and how we would trim that down. The performances are fine. I mean, some of them are over the top, but I mean, I'm looking at you, 8-Ball, but that's kind of the point. Even the other terrorists or the other hijackers are like, God, this guy's such a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also useful, so, you know, whatever. I did think the hijacking plot felt overly complicated, and I'm not entirely sure what fully was going on with that.
What it turns out it is so simplistic, you're like, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually, I don't know, quite honestly, I don't know if I really remember what it is. And I watched it just a few hours ago.
I'll tell you what my impression is after we stop recording to avoid spoilers. But yeah, it was really simplistic.
It is simplistic. But here's the thing, though. I think in the end, you know, I worried about it for a little while. And then after a while, I didn't worry about it. Why they were doing this necessarily, because that's not the point of the film. The point of the film is not the fact that, oh, these people are hijacking, you know, for, oh, this wonderful, what they see is this wonderful God-given cause or something, or they're just doing it to be assholes. I didn't care so much after a while. So it, even though, yes, I'm still a little bit confused by the end, why they just chose to do this very complicated thing and then didn't have much of a point that I could decipher, I didn't care about that because I was so enthralled with everything else that's going on. And what that did was that got us on the plane and it got us with our problem, you know.
Right.
And that's great. I'm fine.
Well, let's actually roll into final thoughts then. Ray, how about you lead us off?
I haven't read any of the other reviews either, but like, I am just as surprised as the rest of y'all that people are shitting on this film. I know it might not ever be everybody's cup of tea, and some people, a lot of people don't necessarily like horror movies or vampire movies or whatever, but I don't see this even as a typical horror or vampire movie. There's so many, you know, viewpoints that are different and things that they are doing with this film that is not just necessarily a typical, oh, horror movie or typical, oh, vampire movie or typical, oh, vampires on a plane movie, snakes on a plane, whatever. I like this movie. I like the movie. I like the thought of it. I like the plot process, except for a little bit for the hijacking. And I love the lead performance in this, as well as some of the others. I think this is very worthwhile. I think it's a lot of fun. I think, you know, I know that a lot of us on here have been to Fantastic Fest. I think this film would have killed at Fantastic Fest. I think it really would have. And I don't understand why people are shitting on it. So I think if you're listening to this review, you should give this film a chance. You should watch it. I liked it a lot. I'm going to give this an 8.5 out of 10 dead dogs.
She's following the Fantastic Fest,
which again theme. Would also have fit in a Fantastic Fest. Yes.
Neil, how about you next?
Loved it. I'm a fan of the vampire genre very much. Comic books, movies. This one has its own twists, but doesn't try to introduce something so crazy off the beaten path, but does something different with it of you're rooting for this one, which is not common. Usually we see it through the lens of like a recently turned or someone about to be turned. This is someone who's been turned for a while, but we're bought in and rooting for them the whole time. They did it on a low budget. I think IMDb had it at like 15 million euros, but it does not look cheap at all. Mm-hmm. I don't think you needed a big cast, and I hope the lead, she gets a lot more work, because she can sell it with some CGI and prosthetics, and you're totally bought in. She definitely can do it without that stuff. I'm going to give it 8.5 out of 10 conveniently placed UV flashlights.
Luane, how about you land this plane?
Yeah, man, this is... I don't get the hate for this. I was going to say I had a good time with this. That's not what I mean. It's not fun. You know, it's not wild and crazy. But it is in a very different way. It was actually a weird pleasure to watch a vampire movie that is, if not scary, at least it sort of acknowledges what kind of monster we're actually dealing with here. The performances are great. I love Perry Baumeister. Alexander Scheer, Kaya Seti as Farid, I think was a great addition. He actually provides a lot of the extra heart to this. I think it's a good movie. I mean, it's on Netflix. Your investment is fairly low. If you decide we're wrong, I don't know what to tell you, but, it's, 4 out of 5 extracted fangs.
I'm echoing everyone here. I really had a blast in a lot of ways. I think it's actually kind of fun to see a movie that defies expectations of like what I thought. I guess what it could have been, a kind of a cheap horror thriller on Netflix. And it's, I think what we've all been discussing is that it's her performance to show that it's a very empathetic performance about a monstrous character that's been, you know, in our film history for, you know, decades and decades. And we're just like, wow, I can't believe that I was seeing scenes where people were like, oh, no, let her pass. Like, it's kind of crazy to see that there's a lot of like new things that I haven't seen in like the, you know, vampire lore here. And it's a tight story. It's one of those things where like, all right, let's just have it in one place. And it's a high concept and it works really well. And all the characters are really, really fun to watch to see exactly what happens. So I would highly recommend this. I'm going to give it again also a 8.5 out of 10. Let's say shots of whatever the hell that she was taking to make her not a vampire.
Her inhibitor.
Yeah, well, also, every other person that's been infected with vampirism was just like, wait, what the fuck? I could have been taking that shit the entire time? Oh, man.